Midami Navisu. We are already on the first day of May. Before you know it, it will be Christmas. Either way, time progresses. Even if it seems to take a long time, it's very, very fast. And of course, let's say that over 2,000 years ago, God created this wonderful person who would be cleansed of original sin in the womb of his mother, and who would be chosen to become the putative father of the Son of God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who would be thought worthy and honest and virginal enough in every way to become the custodian of the ever-Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. Now on this day, and this is a very new feast, not yet 90 years old, we celebrate St. Joseph under the patronage that he has of being the worker. He is not the worker's son. Is not he the worker's son, Joseph? Fabri filius. Fabri is not carpenter, which many people translate it that way, but that's not what it means. It means he who works. And he worked. And he produced, by the work of his hands, many wonderful things. Would that we had some of them, but we don't. So St. Joseph is venerated on this day as St. Joseph, the worker, the patron of workers. And this took place in particular when, in the beginning of the 20th century, between the Masons and the Communists and the Socialists, first of all, they got rid of the church and of everything that had to do with the church, including St. Joseph, and then they began to celebrate these things. In many countries, even to this day, it's May Day. That has nothing to do with God, nothing to do with St. Joseph. And so the Holy Father, His Holiness Pope Pius XI of happy memory, instituted this feast in order that St. Joseph would be honored as a patron of workers. And later on, his successor, Pope Pius XII of happy memory, Venerable Pius XII of happy memory, universalized the feast for the whole church, for the whole world. And so we are here celebrating this day. Many of us do not like work. Many of us do not like to work. We are very lazy. Sloth, laziness, is a serious sin that must be confessed. All of us need to work in many different ways that God has given us by the talents that He has bestowed upon us. But most importantly, we need to work for the advancement of the Holy Kingdom of God, which on this earth is the one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. And so today, in a very, very special way, we turn to St. Joseph, the worker. And part of his work is to take care of the church. Now, St. Joseph is one of the protectors of the church, of the Roman church, and also of the Supreme Pontiff, of which there is none. We are all sede vacantis right now. There is no one on the throne of Peter. It is empty. The chair, the throne is empty. But we prepare very quickly, in less than a week, to come together with the College of Cardinals and to elect a new successor to St. Peter. Now many people are under the pious, pithful illusion that it is the Holy Spirit that chooses a pope. Many times, the Holy Spirit is nowhere to be found near the Sistine Chapel for those days. In fact, there's politicking and fighting and backstabbing and gossip and every evil that you can think of that takes place. Many people are very upset when they had recently a movie, because they could tell, I mean, everybody knew Francis was on his way out. They put out this movie called Conclave, and they were scandalized by it. Well, I hate to tell you, that movie is pretty truthful. Everything that goes on in that movie pretty much goes on in the Sistine Chapel and in the rooms that surround it. Maybe the Holy Spirit will break through, and maybe someone worthy will be successfully elected. And so everything we do from now on until the announcement of a new Supreme Pontiff, we need to do it in all our sacrifices, all our sufferings, all our pains, everything for this intention, with the help, with the patronage of St. Joseph, patron of the Church, and very, very much patron of the Supreme Pontiff. And so, we pray and we pray and we pray. And hopefully, we will be happily surprised. There's always a surprise. Some were happily surprised. Of course, there's a lot of people that are saying, this one's going to be Pope, that one's going to be Pope, this one's going to be Pope. Most likely not. Yesterday and today, one of those that everybody thought was going to be Pope had a health crisis that almost killed him. And they had to call the ambulances, and they worked on him for about an hour. He's not dead, but he could be dead. And we certainly don't want another John Paul I. So we know, and the cardinals don't want that either. So much as they liked him because he was very like-minded to the majority of them, not according to the tradition of the Church. And I know him very well. I went to school with him. And so, in the Academy for Noble Ecclesiastics, which is now called the Academia for the Diplomats, in which I studied. And I'm glad I didn't pursue that, because it's all hypocrisy. But anyway, I wanted to be a priest, a parish priest. And if God wanted me to be more, that was up to him. So now I'm a canon, and I'm happy, and that's it. No more. I will not accept anything else. But God does work miracles, despite our own foibles, despite our own sins. And so we need to pray in a very, very strong way today, especially now and then later on during Holy Hour, to the Infant of Prague and to St. Joseph, the putative father of that same infant, Jesus Christ, for a good outcome for this conclave that is about to begin in about a week. Only God knows. Now, most people don't realize, first of all, conclave means with the key. They're shut in. They can't get out. And they're not supposed to have any kind of electronics. I'm sure that some people cheat, but that's okay. They'll have to answer to God. But the reason for the conclave was, years ago, as they were fighting and conniving and politicking, they took so long to elect the Pope that the people complained, and finally it was decided, okay, we'll give you this much food, and we're going to lock you up, and when the food is finished, if you have not elected a new Pope, then you can starve to death. We don't care. And so, the conclave. And that has been at least 800 years. And so they will be locked up. And I wish I would be a fly in the Sistine Chapel. There are many interesting things. Now, they're supposed to keep quiet, but some don't. And of course, they're excommunicated, even though some of them are running around like a bunch of hee-haws. But today, in a very special way, we need to turn to St. Joseph the Worker, St. Joseph, patron of the Church, St. Joseph, patron of the papacy, that we may have the election of a true and whole, not holy, traditional pope. If he's holy, that's another added virtue. But most popes have not been holy. And so, but they have been good, and that's what we need. A good, strong, traditional pope. And if he's holy, praise be to God. So let us pray to St. Joseph today and every day until there is a Supreme Pontiff elected, that he may be exactly what God wants for his holy church. Now, he could very well want to punish us, as he has in the past, and we could have a horrible pope. So let's pray that that's not the case. We deserve a horrible pope. Let us pray that God will have mercy on us and grant us a traditional and strong pope that will hand down the faith that Jesus Christ left to his apostles. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.